Yes, I think coal is not appreciated for the contribution it makes to our economy. There is quite a lot of noise about coal being bad and we should get out of coal and all that sort of stuff. It's ridiculous. It would send us all broke. It would harm the poorest people in the world. And I thought it was it's high time somebody spoke up for it.
Isn't it the case, though, that a number of mines are closing? They're not making any profit anyway. So what difference would it make if the non-profitable ones did close? How would that affect the economy?
The reason that some of them are closing, there are several reasons, but among them is the price of coal has been falling, just the same as the price of iron ore has been falling. And that's mainly because China is not producing as much steel at the moment. That's a worldwide phenomenon, and it's part of the cycle of prices that resources go through. There's a well-recognized price cycle that extends over several years. So, and what happens is that the mines that are the highest cost to operate are the ones that close down during those periods. Prices will come back up again in due course, and then sometimes those ones open up again. Sometimes they're not viable, in the long term. But then there's other coal mines, such as the one that's being talked about in Queensland at the moment. It's likely to open within the next 5 years or so, and it will probably be a low-cost mine, and it will carry on for many years.
As you say, the coal price has always been cyclical over several years, but it hasn't before had to contend with the rise and rise of renewable energy, and the price of renewable energies is coming down. So how can you be so sure that that price cycle is going to continue as it has in the past?
Well, you can't, but one of the things about most renewables around the world is that they're all subject to subsidies, and as governments face big budget problems, there's pressure on those subsidies to be wound back. So that may give coal some breather. But of course, in the end, this is a market. So the ones that will survive will be the ones that are most competitive. I mean, at the moment, nuclear is highly competitive in France, for example, and it's probably going to come back in Japan and Germany too. Although they're opening coal mines and coal-fired power stations in Germany too. So, but this is partly largely market-driven, although politics do play a role. You know, I think coal's exit or coal's ending has been predicted way too many times now to regard this one as the true one.
So you wouldn't accept that there's a global structural change going on in the use of energy. What about the global trend for less energy being used? We've seen that here in Australia, of course.
Yes, that's right. We have. In fact, it's caused quite a reduction in consumption of electricity. And yes, I mean, you're quite right. There is a tendency towards less consumption of or more efficient consumption of energy. But on the other hand, we also have more people, and in the developing world, they are also living more modern lifestyles, which require more energy. So demand for coal in India, for example, is going up very dramatically because there are millions and millions of people who have no electricity, and their best chance of having electricity that they can afford is coal. Solar and wind and nuclear and all those sorts of things are not going to meet their requirements in a way that they can afford. And the only way to lift them out of the grinding poverty associated with no electricity is by using the cheapest energy source available, which is coal. So we in sophisticated Western countries may be winding back somewhat on use of coal, but globally I don't think that's likely to be the case.
Senator Lanholm, you said that in your speech or presentation to the Senate, in praising the virtues of coal, I'm stating the obvious. It would appear that it's necessary, though, because some people seem to have entirely lost the plot. What do you mean by that?
There is a lobby within Australia that says we should close down our coal industry. The Australian Greens, for example, have that as their policy. They're not the only ones who say it. They're serious. They're quite serious about closing down our second biggest export industry. It's bizarre. They think that for some reason or other they're going to do somebody some good somewhere. My argument is that they will do hundreds of millions of very, very poor people around the world a very great disservice, and they'll also wreck Australia's economy. I think losing the plot means you just don't understand the significance of something like coal to the Australian economy and indeed to global poverty.
You've called them well-fed, well-paid activists, are they?
Yes, they are. It's very easy to have these high notions of let's close down an industry when you're well paid and well fed, and you've forgotten where your money comes from, and you've forgotten that you know you're only well paid and well fed because society is doing well. And if you go and undermine the prosperity that underpins society, you also will suffer. But they have lost the plot because they've too detached from that. They just don't have any connection between the real world and their own position.
You call them the pious minority, Senator. How do you know they are the minority? What are you using to assert that the majority in Australia do support coal?
Australians are very pragmatic people. They are not into, you know, fancy flights of fancy. The idea of closing down our second largest export industry, on which there are so many jobs, so many people are dependent, that generates their electricity, 90-odd percent of their electricity. You know, Australians are way too sensible for that sort of thing. I would have absolutely no doubt that absolutely overwhelming majority of Australians recognise the significance of coal to their prosperity and their welfare.
Okay, so you're saying you have no doubt, but there's no actual figures.
There probably are, but I haven't got any right at my fingertips, no.
You've pointed out the activism that's going on, and you're saying it's a very small group, but it seems to have got great traction, would you say? They certainly get a lot of media coverage, and they're certainly, the media do turn to them for comment constantly. Are they winning the battle for the hearts and minds of Australians?
I don't believe so. Yes, they're noisy. They get a bit of media coverage. There's novelty value. There's some of the media are sympathetic to them in a personal sense. So they give them airtime. But no, I don't believe that they are winning the battle. I mean, it's a bit like saying we shouldn't have cars. You know, people are way too practical and pragmatic for that sort of thing. And I don't think they would win. Now, if I'm wrong, then the Greens will win the election on the weekend in Victoria. And I don't think that's very likely. I think the Greens will probably be around about 10% of the vote, and that probably reflects the number of people who agree with them on this issue.